Ana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiat.
Teama Pacifica Health.
Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation. By
his stripes
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Aloha lava and warm greetings from me, Lutila Kalolo, and welcome to Te Ama. A heartfelt thank you to Falepuka for her leadership in spearheading Te Ama alongside the Ministry of Health. Your dedication to our communities and commitment to fostering a healthier future are truly inspiring. Oh yes, they are. Hey listeners, good afternoon on this beautiful Tuesday. What's the time? Morning. We're still in morning, because we're supposed to start at like 11:30 or something like that. But anyway, welcome listeners and welcome to Te Ama. I hope you guys are filled with grace and humility, with excitement and with love for each other and as well as for God. So in saying that, I'm going to read a Bible verse. Bible verse 1, John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in every way you may prosper and enjoy good health, as your soul also prospers. Now, today we gather to talk about health as a blessing. Keyword, blessing. one that we hold close to our hearts and in our families and also in our beautiful communities. Health is not just the absence of illness, but a source of strength and well-being, a blessing we honour together. Yes, we do. Now let us continue to uplift one another. Mum, you're beautiful, by the way. Oh, thanks. Ensuring that this gift of life and of health is accessible to all, bringing our collective spirit of care and unity to the forefront. Okay, now, what should I do next? The question, what is a blessing, or what is blessing? A blessing can be seen as a positive force, gift or favour that brings goodness, protection, or a sense of well-being. It can be spiritual, like a prayer or divine favour, or practical, like the support of family and community. Blessings are often seen as sources of strength, gratitude, and encouragement. They remind us of the value in things that enrich our lives, whether it's health, love, prosperity, or the simple joys of everyday moments. Now, in many cultures, blessings are shared as expressions of goodwill, as a way of wishing happiness, protection, and success for others. Now, blessings connect people and communities, symbolizing the appreciation for life's gifts and the hope for continued abundance and health. Now, the question also then becomes, how do blessings and health go hand in hand? Good question. Now, health is often referred to as one of life's greatest blessings. Now, and with good reason. Now, it forms the foundation of our ability to live, fully engage and meaningfully with those around us. Now, when we think of health as a blessing, we shift our focus from merely treating illness to nurturing a state of physical, mental and emotional well-being. Yeah. Now, in the context of public health, viewing health as a blessing encourages us to approach wellness as both a personal and community responsibility. It means taking proactive steps to prevent illness through balanced nutrition. I love food. Regular exercise, adequate rest, and mental health care. Now, moreover, it underscores the value of access to healthcare, clean environments, and supportive social networks. Now, all of which play a crucial role in maintaining this vital gift. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Yes, it does. Now, recognizing health as a blessing also brings gratitude into our everyday lives. Yes. My blessing is being able to accept the fact that having vision through one eye does not stop me from being able to do the things that everybody else does. For anything, encouraging others to work even harder to be able to get access to their happiness. And remember, nobody else can get that access to your happiness but yourself. So you make choices that make you happy. Hopefully good ones, yeah? Now, in this way, health as a blessing becomes a source of strength and resilience, empowering us to live with purpose, joy, and gratitude. Now, I'm going to come back in a minute. I'm just going to play the song because I really, really love it. We'll be back in a sec. beautiful track. Something nice and jumpy for today, yeah, for a Tuesday morning. Now that song is actually from Georgina. I think if they pronounce it Le Doigt. Oh, sounds French. Thank you for that. And the song was called Bonita Vala, which is a remix version. Very good, actually. Okay, now, because I'm such a funny person, I actually thought, oh, let's just crack a few jokes here. So, here's my first one. They say health is a blessing. But if that's true, my gym membership is definitely an expensive miracle. Yes, it is. $24 a week, mate. It's good. I just haven't been there for like 2 weeks, so I'm sure my trainers are wondering what's going on. Okay, now the second joke I have for you, because I love you so much and I know you probably don't like my jokes, is my doctor told me health is a blessing. Mm-hmm, he did. But he didn't warn me that eating healthy would be like paying rent to keep that blessing. Okay, I better stop because I think I'm turning into what they call dad jokes. Dry. Okay, we're going to get back into it. Now, how is blessing important to our health if we're looking at it from a health perspective? Now, we can be a blessing to ourselves by nurturing our well-being, honoring our strengths, and creating a positive, fulfilling life. Oh, yes. Taking the time for self-care, like eating well, getting enough sleep, and managing stress, honors our bodies and minds and valuable parts of who we are. Cultivating self-compassion helps us grow resilient, patient, and forgiving, especially when facing challenges. Oh, yes. Now, when we set goals and invest in our personal growth, we're blessing ourselves by building a meaningful future. We can also bring joy to our lives by celebrating our successes and embracing our unique qualities, recognizing that each step towards being our best self is an investment in our own happiness. That sounds good. Now, in these ways, being a blessing to ourselves is about treating ourselves with respect. Oh, yes. Care and gratitude, empowering us to thrive and contribute to others as well. I have a little poem here that I want to read out to you. It's called The Gift of Health. Health, a quiet, gentle grace, a blessing wrapped in life's embrace. Not loud or bold, yet strong and true. The gift that lets our spirits bloom, and breath that flows, and hearts that beat, and strength to stand on steady feet. Through days of joy and nights of rest, health guards us when we're at our best. It's found in laughter, light, and peace, in moments when our worries cease. A whispering prayer, a grateful sigh, the blessing of life's lullaby. So cherish health, this precious gift, a steady hand, a hopeful lift. May we each day its blessing know, and its warmth and wonder grow. That's it. I love that. Health is a quiet, health a quiet gentle grace, a blessing wrapped in life's embrace. Not loud or bold, yet strong and true, the gift that lets our spirits bloom. And breath that flows, and heart that beats, and strength to stand on steady feet. Through days of joys and nights of rest, health guards us when we're at our best. That's so good. I had to reread that because it was so beautiful. Now we're coming to the end of our show. And this is the part of the show where we just give you guys, our listeners, because you guys matter a lot to us, just some reminders of vaccines that are available out there for all of us. There are lots of vaccines out there that are free. Now, for example, we have here for tamariki under 18 All immunizations on the National Immunization Schedule are free, no matter what your visa or citizenship status is. This includes visitors to Aotearoa New Zealand. Great to know. Lots of vaccines are also free for adults, including measles. Some you have to pay for, obviously. Who likes paying for that stuff, you know? But if you do not meet the criteria, that's only if you don't meet the criteria. Now, if you are pregnant, the whooping cough and the flu vaccines are free. You may need to pay for extra vaccines that are not on the schedule, like travel vaccines. Now, always make sure that you check with your doctor, nurse, or healthcare provider when booking an immunization if there is a cost. Now, for more information on these that I've just mentioned, you can always go to info.health.nz. But in saying that, guys, we've actually come to the end of our show. I'm just going to play a track just to finish us off. And I really like this one, because right now we're at a pretty risky time. But I do believe in God. And I do believe that we are here to fight for what is ours. So our big thank you to Te Ama and to Holepuka and to the Ministry of Education for enabling us to be able to share this word with you. I pray that all of you listeners will be continued to be protected by our beautiful God. Have a great week. God is with you. We love you, and may you all have an amazing time. That is done by our beautiful parent here, Sifulu Kalolo. So tune in. We'll be here very soon.
Healing in the blood.
I breathe the blood.
Power in the blood.
I breathe the blood.